This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have arrived on Bosnia-Herzegovina soil trying to defuse a conflict in country. Gabriel Escobar, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Western Balkans, arrived Sunday for a two-day visit. Apparently it all stems around a law that was passed in July banning denial of the 1995 Serb genocide. For many in country, that action is a call for war. School districts around the United States are reportedly mishandling emergency relief funds from Congress. According to reports on Sunday, schools across the country lacked oversight in the distribution of the funds, leading to new nature centers and turf sports fields instead of technology and mental health services. Congress approved just over $190 billion in aid to go to school districts in need, but many schools reportedly avoided detailing requirements. Monday Night Football saw the Steelers squeak by the Bears 29-27. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
New documents implicating Hillary Clinton in connection with the phony Steele dossier have surfaced.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe joined Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. DNI Radcliffe told Maria that he turned over 1,000 documents to John Durham that implicate Hillary Clinton and Democrat operatives and likely top government officials in criminal activity that would be the basis for further indictments.
Our intelligence community and our FBI knew this ahead of time. That Hillary Clinton, we had specific intelligence that Hillary Clinton was creating a plan to vilify Donald Trump, to falsely accuse him of ties to Russia. And the intelligence community and the FBI knew this. And President Obama, Vice President Biden were briefed by John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey in early August of 2016.
Everything related to the Steele dossier was known to be untrue against the Trump campaign.
Brad Bernard's reporting, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As President Biden's poll numbers reveal, America disapproves of his running of the country. Vice President Kamala Harris is even worse, with her approval numbers in the 20s. Former President Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the Democrat Party has been hijacked by socialists.
The Biden-Harris presidency doesn't seem to do anything well. There's not one issue where they're above water in the approvals. And by the way, these polls are coming from friendly media outlets, NBC News, now CNN, and the poll yesterday was really devastating because it showed the lowest approval ratings to date. You had Democrats, 28% of Democrats saying, please don't run again next time. And one data point that didn't get enough coverage, it's really important to the current conversation, is that more people think the Democratic Party has been hijacked and influenced by the hard left of its party than they think that of the Republican Party. Right now, the modern Democratic Party is having a big internecine battle between the the far left and the far, far left. And you are seeing that in policy. Usually people would say, hey, I don't want the president, make him a one-termer, because I want the vice president. She would do a much better job. She's even worse off, and every time she goes to say something or manage something, they take her off of it right away. She's embarrassing to them. She went to the border. She's in charge of the border crisis. She spent about as much time at the border as you spend in a drive-thru at night. People look at Joe Biden, and they know that the trade table is not in its upright and locked position. They see that for themselves.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, again, concerned with all that's going on in our country as this totalitarian government that we voted into office, supposedly with 81 million votes, is really tightening down the screws even more. And you would think that after what happened in Virginia last week and even the indications in New Jersey, that they might, reconnoiter and think differently. But no, they're doubling down, and they're definitely hell-bent to, to impose their power and control over we the people. And that is clear and obvious what's going on right now. And people are getting real concerned. And look at the polling evidence for Joe Biden. At least I would say that when Bill Clinton was faced with the reality that he and the party were moving the country in a direction they were not interested in, you might recall he said the era of big government is over. It doesn't seem like this party is anything close to that Democratic Party in the early 2000s. It's far from it. It is doubling down on socialism and Marxism, and they're going to put even more pressure on us in the use of COVID and other things that we're seeing right now. Phil Hotzenpeller is with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. I'm not sure the condition of the Republic is doing as well as I'm doing. How about what do you think of that?
Well, I think the temperature is definitely way above normal. There's a lot of interference and you might say inflammation within the Democratic Republic right now because of all these threats that we the people have kind of just taken, in stride and thought, oh, well, that's not really happening. And now we're seeing it being imposed, whether it's in the form of CRT or these, COVID vaccine mandates. I was watching a doctor last night. I'd shared this with Paul Kengor earlier, Phil, that, this guy is an epidemiologist. He knows what he's talking about. He's got all the experience. He's very well degreed. As he said, he's had too much education. But he says, here it is. They've had like 16,000 people and they know it's an underreporting, but 16,000 at least that have died as a result of the vaccine. And he said, only recently did they have one autopsy. He says in his business, autopsies tell you everything. There's a reason they're not doing autopsies, because they don't want us to know everything. They want us to stay dumb and blind and malleable and controlled. And as long as we're marching to their tune, all is well. We won't be put in solitary confinement like the January 6 people find themselves in. And this is so scary, Phil, because it's all an indication of things to come, and we were thinking that this could never happen in America, could it?
Well, I think that's yesterday's thinking. I mean, today we have to face a new reality. The reality is that the tyranny and the oppression and control have hit our doorstep. And, you know, when you go back to what are we going to do, if you don't stand, you're going to fall. I mean, that's the easiest thing to way to put it. You know, what's really interesting is, as you point out very, very well, the Republican, the Democratic Party is a dying party right now. And yet we had 13 Republicans who, in a desperate act, really pushed this $1.2 trillion bill through, which is shocking to me. But guess what? Guess what their middle name is now? Bullseye.
Yes.
Their middle name
exactly.
Is Bullseye. The Rhino Act, it was so blatant. And then you've got, on the flip side of that one, you've got AOC saying that the only problem with the Democratic Party is it's not liberal enough. It's not radical enough. Mm-hmm. I love this. This is like self-destructing an entire political party with their stupidity, honestly.
Well, the 13 zip codes or 13 states that these House Republicans represent in these districts, they should be taking, like you say, there's a bullseye on them, and they should be taking notes to realize that this here's their true colors, and they no longer represent their constituency. And all hell needs to break loose, and, you know, conservatives need to understand, and even these independents and Democrats that are now, you know, they're abandoning their party for the sake of conservatism because they're seeing that there's reward in conservatism. There is disaster in party politics.
Yeah, you know, and I think there's a lot of Democrats that, quite honestly, haven't mustered up the guts yet to either stand against the party or leave the party. But I think there's a lot of them out there because it's one thing.
Well, we saw it in Virginia. We saw it in Virginia, yeah. Phil. A lot of Democrats crossed over, and they crossed over. I mean, you know, which is amazing because you think, well, maybe Roe v. is the blocker. You know, that's the firewall for Democrats. They didn't care. What was really what knocked it down was, hell no, you're not going to do this to my kids. I'm not going to allow you to indoctrinate my kids.
Yeah. The goal is always get the moms involved because moms can beat up anybody. And when moms get mad, they can. They got mom strength.
Yes.
I don't know what happened.
Yes.
They rise to the occasion. They could beat up your dad, your mom, your grandpa, and your uncle all at one time. And then they keep you intimidated the whole time. So I'm all for moms.
Exactly. Well, these are the women that give birth to children. I mean, the mere idea, guys, we faint. Women, that's okay, you know, and the next thing you know, hey, they're having a baby one minute, next minute they strap the kid on their back and they're out in the fields working. They're that Proverbs 31 woman, you know.
Yeah,
you can't mess with them.
No, I don't know where the weaker sex ever came from because, dude, I'm telling you what, I had a grandma. She was about 450 pounds, about 4 foot tall. I said something, came what it was. She took out Jason with me with a broom. I rolled under the bed. She took the bristle side and about killed me under there until I came out and got a proper whipping. Look, you don't mess with moms. And I know this is a humorous side, but it's a true side. And now you've got this this pushing for the COVID vax for children, and then you see the alignment of these companies, who they're really aligned with. The news media is aligned with companies like Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and what they're doing is you've got definite complicity here happening, where you've got pushing the narrative, profiting from the product, and that's really what's going on here. If you can't smell this one, I'm talking Fox, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS are all owned and finance, and the financial asset management companies are the same: Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock. And so there's complicity here, and there's definitely follow the money is the old adage, and it really does apply here.
Yeah, you know, people keep thinking that it's the Chinese that have control. There's no question they have influence, but you're exactly right. You know, John Fleetwood has come on, exposes. We had other people talking about State Street and BlackRock and Vanguard having this influence, and this is the deep of the deep state. These are the real lever pullers that are controlling entertainment. They control the newsrooms across the country. Whether you think somehow Fox is immune to it, heck no. I mean, all you got to do is you listen to Fox. And then you go to CNN and you go, wait a minute, I thought I just heard that on Fox. It's the same language. So, you know, they're parenting something, you know, the same thing that someone is out there controlling. And when you find out the commonality is one of these three groups, it's amazing. We've got more from Phil.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Hey, we're back with you. to 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It looks like this administration is not getting the message from Virginia, polling, other people. I mean, they just seem to be in their own bubble, ignoring what's going on. And I don't know how you consider that paying twice as much as what you were paying for gas a year ago, for example, and that, you know, Thanksgiving is, you know, I guess maybe Thanksgiving this year is going to be more of a communal experience, because the only way you can afford it is if you get seven or eight families together and we all pay a part, you know, for the turkey. You know, okay, hey, you buy one leg, I'll buy the other, somebody else buys the breast, and we all get together and, you know, make it work that way. It's going to be a communal, this is going to be like the first Thanksgiving with the pilgrims all over again. Phil, what do you think?
Well, you know, we went ahead and bought some small turkeys we're raising in our backyard in hopes that, you know, they're going to be ready, but they look kind of light right now, so we may be a couple of years into this turkey season.
Well, the problem is you don't have enough feed, because feed's expensive, or it's probably sitting in some container off the Pacific Ocean. You might have to send a boat out there to see if you can find some bags of feed so you can feed your turkey so they can be plump enough so you can eat them for Thanksgiving, but you better move quick.
Well, it's complicated. I noticed that the highest priced gas in Northern California now is highest in the nation, $7.49.
Wow.
How about that one?
No. Hey, yeah, well...
Like, did I ever think I was getting a deal when I saw it for $4.50? I'm going to go, look, Tammy, it's only $4.50. But I rejoice in small things now, you know, like $4.50. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do, right?
Well, Phil, the thing is that clearly the people are having it. I mean, like you said earlier, the mama bears in Virginia came out in record number, and they exampled, and even the papa bears too, they came out as well. We got to give credit to men as well that did join in on the fight here to take a stand. And definitely, you know, it was a heartbreak to see that father who went in to defend his daughter in front of that school board in Loudoun County, and they said, no, it didn't happen. And then you find out it did happen, and not only happened once, but twice, and where this same kid goes in wearing a dress and rapes, in this one case, raped his daughter. And, you know, and the thing is, I don't like the way the media is making this sound. If you hear the way they wordsmith this, then you go, wait a minute, this young man raped this young girl. What is she, a freshman or sophomore in high school? And she's going to carry this with her for the rest of her life. He raped her. And they say, oh, it was an assault. That sounds kind of like maybe, you know, that's like an inappropriate touching. No, a rape, yes, I mean, it's a sexual assault in the highest order, I believe. And not to be, you know, mollified in some sort of way, like it was, you know, some minor accident or something for somebody who was dealing with some sort of gender dysphoria and lost his mind for a moment. And so then they get him out of there and they send him to another school. And, oh, my goodness, he does the same thing all over again. And these are, you know, these are the inmates running the asylum right now in these schools. This is crazy. And who's paying the price but our kids? No wonder the mama bears are coming out. God bless them.
Yeah, and the root of this is what we've been talking about for years. It's lawlessness.
Yes.
What's happening at the border is lawlessness. And it is a total disregard at the highest level of laws that are on the books that need to be enforced. And when you have lawlessness that happens on a grand scale, that's why you have laws, for example, in San Francisco. Under $1,000, it's not stealing. And you see people literally walking into stores, cleaning a shelf off, and walking out with nobody stopping them. And that's why multiple companies have left San Francisco Bay Area, because they just said, well, no, we're not doing this. And their brands, even though they're woke brands, they're going like, enough is enough. I can't do this. Continue to thrive.
Exactly.
I think the kickback is coming. It's going to come hard and fast. I'm surprised it took it this long to react, to be honest with you. You know.
Well, because common sense has left the building, Phil, and like you said, lawlessness is reigning. And the thing that God showed me, if I can share this with you, because I know this will preach for you. You'll take this and run. Is that you can't have, you know, because they all talk about, oh, you got to have love. We just have to have love. Well, you can't have love without law and order. They like run together hand in glove, and this is why, like, when you read the Bible in the Old Testament, what do we get? We get all about the law. The law is what lays the foundation to where the coming of Christ, which is the true and the ultimate manifestation of God's love for his creation, is there. But if you don't understand the law, you don't get Jesus. And you don't get God's love. Does that make sense?
Well, anarchy and disorder. I mean, if you want to see anarchy,
yes,
and study the French Revolution, this is what happens when the government cannot control the people, and the people would not be controlled because of bad government. And I think the model for today is what's happening is a French Revolution, except with God. And the idea is, there's a coming back to God in the midst of chaos.
Yes.
But I think it is a reaction to bad government, and it's going to manifest itself in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, Phil, 100% I agree with you. And this is why my prayer is for the churches and for pastors like yourself to be emboldened, to get that rhema word from God that's going to cut through the clutter, that's going to knock down walls, that's going to, you know, break up those stony hearts, those ideologically fixed hearts that God wants, you know, to be on our team. And this is what this is about here, is God is starting to separate the wheat from the chaff, and this is our opportunity, and this is also why Marxists are going after the church, because they know they have to quiet the church, because we are the voice of reason, we are the light bearers that breaks through their darkness and confusion. But if we're not equipped and we don't plug into the power, then we might as well just be full blown Marxists ourselves and just give up.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, the difference is in socialism, you know, people get a vote for bad government and oppression. And in communism, you know, you just get no vote. You just have absolute control. And we're right in that world. That's what's happening.
Yeah, we really are.
Where when a vote does not count, and then when the people you vote for misrepresent what they are said they would do, you know, that's what's chaos. You know, and that's when... Mm-hmm. Does a democracy, does a republic stand in the midst of that? It's either gonna, you know, come back to its senses, or it's gonna fall apart altogether. There's just no other way around it.
Exactly. Well, we're at that brink, and we've been saying so. I've always maintained that experience defines preference, and we've had 9 months of experience with Joe Biden. Well, I'll tell you, if people's preferences haven't been cleared up and they're changing, and also realizing, you know, with the CRT and open borders and all this stuff that's going on, inflation, everything else, this irresponsible government that we have put into power, if this doesn't redefine our sense of preference and understanding and passion for our constitutional republic, then yes, we're done, and we deserve everything that goes along with a decadent one-time great nation.
Exactly. Well, we get the leaders we deserve, and the bad decisions on people to vote for Biden, thinking it was going to be somehow different. But hey, I can't leave the scene without telling you: have you seen Governor Gavin Newsom? Because he's not been seen in California.
Well, he
got the booster.
Yeah, exactly. He's been MIA, and that's the deal. And, of course, they're saying nothing about it. So he's got some sort of public appearance that he's going to do this week. But of course, even his wife put out a tweet kind of suggesting that people were overreacting. But that tweet didn't last long. He took it down pretty quick. And this is the thing you love about the left. I always say they self-indict. They tell you the truth even when they don't mean to tell you the truth. And they don't even realize what they're saying. But it becomes quite obvious maybe the governor had a bad reaction.
Well, Bill, we're so concerned out here, we're trying to get him on milk cartons right now. Get his picture on milk cartons and offer a reward. If anybody's seen Gavin Newsom, you know, please let us know, because we are so, our whole government is going to fall apart without this man.
Well, yes. I mean, how can you be without his brilliance? I mean, hashtag let's find Gavin Newsom. That's the new one out there. Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Thank you, Phil. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Nina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have arrived on Bosnia-Herzegovina soil trying to defuse a conflict in country. Gabriel Escobar, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Western Balkans, arrived Sunday for a two-day visit. Apparently it all stems around a law that was passed in July banning denial of the 1995 Serb genocide. For many in country, that action is a call for war. School districts around the United States are reportedly mishandling emergency relief funds from Congress. According to reports on Sunday, schools across the country lacked oversight in the distribution of the funds, leading to new nature centers and turf sports fields instead of technology and mental health services. Congress approved just over $190 billion in aid to go to school districts in need, but many schools reportedly avoided detailing requirements. Monday Night Football saw the Steelers squeak by the Bears 29-27. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, this week, in fact, November the 11th is Veterans Day, and it is time to talk about our vets, especially those that are living with IBD. Nearly 70,000 U.S. vets, they tell me, are living with IBD, and we've got a doctor, and we've got a Lieutenant Colonel, Joshua Nelson, are here to talk about, life with IBD and what is being done about it. As I mentioned, nearly 70,000 vets of the United States military are living with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease or IBD. As vets seek care from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare system, they need to learn how to be their own health advocate. What kind of doctor or specialist to see for treatment, where to go for care, and how to best manage their disease are all important questions they need to have answers to. So whether diagnosed while in service or after they were discharged, these vets need reliable information and resources to navigate their health care options and connect with other service members living with IBD. Now, Dr. Mark Salem joins us along with Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Nelson, and they're here to help answer some common questions vets have about their IBD. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Salem,
it's great to be here.
I appreciate your time, and especially for our vets. All honor and glory, and whatever we can do to come alongside and help them, we're all in here on this show. That's our commitment, has always been. Doctor, let's start with you. What is inflammatory bowel disease?
Yeah, so Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are the two common forms of inflammatory inflammatory bowel disease that causes chronic inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract. Ulcerative colitis is a chronic disease of the rectum and large intestine, or in which the lining of the colon becomes inflamed and develops tiny open sores or ulcers throughout there. In comparison, Crohn's disease can affect any portion of the GI tract from the mouth all the way to the bottom, but more commonly affects the small intestine and colon. These are both chronic conditions, and they're characterized by periods of remission and flare.
Well, we have, as I mentioned, Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Nelson, the chief of Stan Eval for the 934th Operations Group of the 934th Airlift Wing, Air Force Reserve Command, not too far away from Mission Control for this radio show in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, Joshua, really appreciate your time. Tell us how many veterans are living with IBD in the United States.
Unfortunately, it's too many. As Dr. Salem has mentioned, it's anywhere between, 50,000 to 75,000 veterans are living with inflammatory bowel disease that, in the past couple of decades, it seemed to be a growing autoimmune chronic condition that's happening within the United States, and which also includes our veterans. So a little short story on myself is, as a 37-year-old C-130 pilot, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis in November of 2017. Started the basic medication regimen to hopefully keep my inflammatory bowel disease in remission. And I was elevated to the biologics level. You hear about these, Humira, Remicade, and my body just would not respond to them, and they don't really know why. So one of the options moving forward is to have your colon removed, or the source of inflammation that my disease was attacking. And I can pretty much vouch, 1 year later when the surgery was performed, my quality of life went through the roof. When I was active with the disease, I could not fly the airplane. I was a prisoner in my own home. And I think an analogy I like to use is, unfortunately, you don't trust anything when it comes to your bowels when you're in an active flare with inflammatory bowel disease. And so I knew where every single bathroom was on my commute to work, from my house to work. You're a prisoner in your own home. And once the surgeries were complete, I'm someone who does not require any medication now, someone who does not have restrictions or special diets. My quality of life has gone through the roof. Pretty much I've gotten my life back.
And you lost your ability to fly there for a while, and now you're able to get back in the cockpit, right?
Yep. Correct. Yep. I have a waiver. I was medically cleared. And I think that's a testament to the improvements in medicine and technology within the inflammatory bowel disease realm, on top of the medical companies that supply appliances for those of us who have a diverse, such as a colostomy, a ileostomy, or ureostomy. You can live a life free of fear and not have to be afraid that something could happen with my appliance. It's truly a testament to them, on top of, I think, people's motivation to be resilient and want to get their life back.
Dr. Salem, this is an impressive testimony that Joshua just shared with us, and I'm sure you hear testimonies like this on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, no, really hearing his story is, what empowered me, or what led me going to medicine, is seeing these kind of success stories where he wasn't, he was at the bottom of his health, and within a year or two, he's back doing whatever he wants and feeling great again. So for me, it's very inspiring to hear that.
Exactly. Can you imagine? I mean, when you get in that situation, you're dealing with it for a couple of years. Boy, you can't blame anybody for losing hope and thinking, okay, now what do I do just to survive? But 2 years later, he's turned the corner and he's thriving, which says a lot, as he says, for the team that worked with him and the advanced, medical knowledge that's come about over the years, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think one of the biggest things is the symptom recognition early. So we know that many individuals can go months, even years, from the onset of symptoms to being properly diagnosed. So if a veteran or a loved one of a veteran thinks that they may have inflammatory bowel disease or these symptoms of it, I think the first key thing is establishing care and seeking out care with your doctor to get the right diagnosis down and start treatment early.
Now, expand a little bit more on the symptoms and how is it diagnosed?
Yeah, so symptoms really can vary between every individual. Most commonly, though, they include some combination of diarrhea, urgency, bleeding with the stool, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, weight loss, low appetite, and anemia. Some individuals can experience what we call extraintestinal manifestations, which include things such as joint pain, skin rashes, mouth ulcers, eye problems, and inflammation of the liver. As far as diagnosis, the first way it starts is with a good history and physical with your doctor. From there, they can run some blood tests, determine if you need to be referred to a specialist, where they can run some stool tests looking for inflammation, perform some imaging of the GI tract with an MRI or CAT scan, and ultimately we make the diagnosis with a colonoscopy, which is a small flexible tube with a camera, which we put in the bottom and look at the colon and take any biopsies of suspicious-looking areas and look at that tissue under a microscope to make that diagnosis.
Exactly. Well, Colonel Nelson, with your experience, I'm sure you've learned so much and you've got some great tips to share with vets, you know, to help them navigate life with IBD. What do you say?
Yeah, that's correct, Bill. You know, first and foremost, a couple things I like to live by is, I mean, life is all about overcoming obstacles. I believe that this is just one obstacle I had to overcome, even though it wasn't the greatest at times. Keep your head down, keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other, and no matter what, don't ever quit. But yeah, being open and honest with yourself. If you're still serving, be open and honest with your leadership, with your on-base military and medical team. If you need to seek care somewhere else, be in your own best advocate. If you're under a treatment plan and it's not working, be honest with your care team and say it's not working. Advocate for yourself. There's nothing wrong with seeking a second opinion too. And then finally, a great resource, obviously, for someone who's initially getting into the inflammatory bowel disease realm is obviously the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They do such a nice job breaking it down, easy to understand, easy to navigate. And you can find them at www.crohnscolitisfoundation.org/veterans. But don't give up. Keep moving forward because there is hope. There's plenty of treatment out there. Hopefully something works.
And it's like this is so dynamic, Colonel, that advances are occurring. And I imagine for you, even through your two-year journey, and even now, you've become more aware of the advancement, the medical advancements that have taken place in time, right? In a short amount of time, all things considered.
Being diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease really reshaped my priorities in life. You know, how I take care of myself, you know, family first, health first, because it doesn't do anybody any good if you're constantly sick,
exactly,
and not being able to ask those questions.
Well, we got to wrap things up. Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Nelson has been our guest, and also Dr. Mark Salem. Dr. Salem, I'm going to give you the last word. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say on this week, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for all the service that you all do. And as a VA doctor, it is, you know, my honor to treat veterans. As Lieutenant Colonel said, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation website is a great resource to look for information and educate yourself about the diagnosis and treatment options.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yeah. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
Front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. He is the director of Set Entity with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how are we doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. I got to tell you, I am in a lot of prayer these days for this country. Yeah. Regarding these forced vaccinations and COVID and how much we're kept in the dark here. I keep sharing this with our guest that I was watching a video last night from a doctor who is, you know, this guy's well-credentialed. He's got the background for epidemiology and understanding vaccines and all this. And he said one thing in this presentation that I found that was quite shocking. You know, there's so much about COVID that we don't know, and especially now that they're talking about forced vaccination of kids, younger kids, and this damage that it's doing. I mean, already, according to the underreported VAERS report, there's something like 16,000 plus people that have died post-vaccination. And they kind of just, you know, it's some people read that as a result of the vaccination, the way the government puts it, it's, it's just part of, doing business. It just comes with the territory. I mean, they kind of soft pedal the seriousness of this. But, you know, 16,000 people, that's a lot of people. But what he said was, after 16,000 people, they've only had one autopsy. He says, in my profession, in following the science, true science, you do an autopsy so that you understand everything about how and why this person died.
Right.
And why aren't they doing autopsies? And this only adds to the confusion. It adds to the hesitancy and the insecurity. And, of course, you know, this past week or so, we've had a lot of controversy and discussion because a celebrated football player who is very concerned, and he is faithful in much the same way I am, in the sense that, you know, I don't want to put something in my body. I mean, I'm, you know, not that I'm, you know, one of the top 1% of athletes in the country, but, you know, this is my life. I've only got one life here on earth to live. And I'd like to head to the exit in, you know, the least, complicated way that I could depart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
All things considered, I want to go out gracefully, in other words. And, you know, I often hear Yogi Berra in my left ear saying, hey, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And at any time in our lives, we look and we say, wow, maybe I could have run a little bit more. Maybe I could have done this, you know, done this differently, stayed away from, you know, refined sugar a little bit, you know, whatever. You know, we have those shoulda, coulda, woulda moments. But, you know, this is what the reality of life and death. And here it is. By option, the government is saying, hey, look, we want to put this into you because we believe, and we believe that this is going to save your life. Well, you know what? Right now I'm living. And right now, post having had a COVID and not being the kind of person that just has COVID and says, okay, that's it. I went to my doctor. I've studied the results of COVID. My antibodies are still holding strong. And, you know, and we're not hearing from the government about herd immunity, natural herd immunity, and people like myself who have been naturally immunized. We're not hearing any studies like that about what's going on. All we hear is in a general context, well, the, you know, natural immunity could give you maybe 3-5 months of, you know, of immunity. Well, really? Well, you know, I'm going since March. What are we, 6-7 months down the road here? You know, I'm almost 8 months. I'm still doing strong. So, you know, your 3-5 month stuff sounds to me like it's a narrative and you're trying to convince me of something you yourself don't even know. But yet in the name of science, you present it like as if you are the last word. Well, my body, as far as I'm concerned, is the last word. My body and my doctor is going to have the last word. And my God, who I look to, that's what's the last word in my life, not some government official that cannot seem to get it right, that is all over the place. Wearing masks, not wearing masks, and all this other faux science that's coming in, and you have this sense that what they're doing is turning, you know, Americans into a live laboratory experiment here.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of truth in that. And, you know, my son is 15, and he has developed a very strong affinity for for politics. And he reads a lot of stuff. And I think one of the things I'm trying to teach him, and he's definitely on the conservative side of things, is when you...
If not, you would send him out of the house. He'd have to go fend for himself. He wouldn't have, you know, meals or anything like that. He'd
right.
be left to the elements. Just kidding. Of course not.
No.
But anyway, go ahead.
But what I'm trying to, you know, he'll come and say, hey, did you see this? And sometimes I have, sometimes I haven't. And what I'm trying to teach him in terms of discernment is, what's the source? What's the credibility? What's the authority? How are you evaluating what you have read?
Exactly.
And I think, you know, I'm speaking to what you're talking about from a broader perspective of media discernment. Mm-hmm. There are so many messages out there. And obviously, the mainstream media is pretty much in lockstep with the worldview that you're talking about. And what you're talking about is saying, okay, let's question that. Let's think about that. Let's gather our own research. Let's do our own thinking. And I think we're in a moment right now, Bill, where there is, you know, a desire, it seems like, from those on the left, for people to stop thinking and shut up and take your medicine literally and metaphorically. And,
right, exactly.
And I think as we raise kids, and obviously at Plugged In, we talk about media discernment more in terms of entertainment, but it applies to news too, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we've got it on TV, we've got it on our websites, we've got it on our various feeds that we get, you know. And so I'm constantly asking my son, okay, what's the source? What's the credibility? You know, does anything about that claim seem worth digging into more deeply? and really trying to model critical thinking for him. Exactly. And we need to do that across the board. And I think what you're talking about is saying, wait a minute, time out. You know, are we going to just lay down and you know, swallow the narrative whole, again, you know, literally or metaphorically, or are we going to stand up and do our own thinking and independently critique the information that's out there? And I think that we would all do well to do that and to help our kids do that, because they're getting it from every direction, right? If you're in the mainstream school system, obviously that's another whole enormous story in and of itself, but just trying to help your kids understand, well, what is truth? How do we know where it comes from? How do we think about that? And how do the ideas that we see out here in the world, whether it's at school, in entertainment, in the news, how do those compare to what we know is true? And that constant sort of comparative religion kind of activity. And as Christians, I think sometimes I think to our credit, we want to avoid things that we know aren't true. But by the same token, even as we're avoiding the worst of it, we've got to teach our kids to engage critically and learn how to ask questions, or the world's going to eat them alive. So that's my exhortation for you this morning, Bill.
No, that's very appropriate, Adam, because the deal is that, you know, I think even the left has a little bit right, you know, the idea of critical. Maybe not critical race theory, but critical thinking, you know, that's what needs to come into play. They know in part, prophesy in part, right observation, wrong conclusion. Yes, if there's anything needs to be critical, it should be the process of our thinking. But we know also where we're heading. You know, we're heading to the final chapter of Revelation.
Yeah,
as people of faith, we see this. I mean, God has been very clear. He told us exactly what was going to happen. He knows the end from the beginning. Okay. So we're trusting in him and his plan. So as people of faith, it's our responsibility to be light bearers of the truth.
Absolutely.
And this is why the left wants to quiet us, because we are a force that the gates of hell cannot prevail against.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
If we're faithful to that. But if we cower and we give up our rightful position that God has given us, we are going to be overrun. Because, you know, you think about it, Adam. I mean, as people of faith, it's win-win for us.
Right.
You know, our future is sealed. And it's like, okay, God, you know, right now, no matter what happens, I don't care. You know, COVID takes me out, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I'm with you. But right now, when I'm here, I'm going to continue to promote, just like you said, critical thinking and the truth. And I would say, number one thing, and focus on the family, focus on the family is the reason I'm doing this radio show, to be honest with you, and Del Tackett. And I told Del the same thing, because of the Truth Project.
Yeah.
This is, and I would say that if you have not put yourself in front, in fact, I talked to a pastor here recently, and he'd heard about it, hadn't seen it. I said, look, let me tell you what, this is the best gift, and this is the best reason by divine appointment that you and I are talking right now. I would get in front of the Truth Project. It's been out for 10, 11 years, but you need to see it. It's very appropriate, especially in light of where we are right now in exercising critical thinking, understanding all these things. I would say you go, don't collect $200, go straight to the Truth Project. You watch it, get it in front of your congregation en masse. That will be the biggest blessing that you could ever have right now, because it'll put all this in perspective. It is that powerful of a presentation, valid very much so. And I say even today, even more so, because when I first saw it, this was just on the cusp. We started to see the big exchange of Romans 1, the exchange for the truth for a lie that was taking place. But it was also subtle, but now it's in hyperspeed. And the appropriateness of the Truth Project, even more so. Highly recommended, Adam.
Absolutely. And when you get done with that, come to PluggedIn.com and we'll tell you everything you need to know about what's happening in the world of pop culture and entertainment and technology.
Exactly, because it's all right there. You've reviewed The Eternals and Spencer.
Yep.
I've got to see The Most Reluctant Convert. I got to see the story of C.S. Lewis. I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's, I'm sure, real special. Adam, thank you. Thank you very much.
Bet.
And tell your son thank you very much, too. I appreciate his passion and his search, and may he grasp critical thinking and be an expert at it.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious?